and I'm the Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management here at McGill. And as moderator of this session, my job is mostly to get out of the way, as I understand it, and keep us more or less running on time. We're going to begin momentarily with our session, the response of international agencies to ongoing challenges of food security. Before we begin the session with the speakers, I wanted to, we have the opportunity to hear momentarily from His Excellency the Right Honourable Gabriel Susmom of the Benue province in Nigeria, one of the largest agricultural districts in Nigeria, who is going to talk to us for a couple of minutes about issues surrounding agricultural development in Nigeria. Governor Susmom leads the state of Benue, has a background from a distinguished background from a variety of universities, including degrees in law, bachelor's and master's degrees in law, a master's in public administration, and a doctorate. Has done work as well at Harvard University. And I would like to ask you all to join me in welcoming His Excellency, the Right Honourable Gabriel Susmom.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making a presentation, so you won't be seeing any slide. I also didn't know that I was going to make some remarks here, but I've been invited to do so. First, to express my appreciation for the invitation which was extended to me to be part of this conference. Benue State is one of the state in Nigeria. Nigeria is a country of 36 states with the federal capital. And Benue State is in the north central of the country, and it is tagged the food basket of the nation because we produce the most food in Nigeria, and we actually is the state that is feeding the country. I became the governor of the state 2 years ago. Before then, I had spent 8 years in Congress, which is the equivalent of the House of Commons here, before I became the governor of that state. And as a 100% agricultural state, I'm always interested in agricultural conferences or summits anywhere in the world. And so when this invitation was extended to me through the Nigerian High Commissioner here, I didn't hesitate. I'm leading a delegation of a few technocrats who are here with me to be part of this and appreciate the best practices in agriculture across the world. As has been said here by African speakers, the problems experienced in one African country is the same in any other African country. What basically happened in Benue is that as much as we are the food basket of Nigeria, we engage in subsistence farming, that is smallholding farming. We've not been able to move beyond that. And coming here has exposed me to some of the challenges which I never adverted my mind to. As a policymaker, and somebody said yesterday at the public lecture that politicians, to some large extent, are the problem of food security across the world. Well, to some extent, I will agree with him to some extent, but to some extent I would not. Because, yes, policies are made at the level of political leadership. But then, in Africa, you also have a situation of the implementation, which is purely the responsibility of the bureaucrat. I was happy with the presentation made by the doctor from Kenya, I suppose. In the area of research, I think in most African countries, what we lack is proper research into issues of agriculture. And in Nigeria, since we discovered oil in 1974, we've drifted from agriculture to purely a monoproduct economy, that is just petroleum. And that has affected drastically agriculture in Nigeria. And you find situation where Nigeria, with a lot of potentials in agriculture, is now largely dependent on importation of rice and other food products, which is an unfortunate incident. And this is applicable to a lot of African countries with the same potentials as Nigeria. Since I became governor, the approach I adopted was an integrated approach, because first and foremost, for you to drive agriculture, there must be some basic infrastructure. This is lacking across Africa, basic infrastructure. That comes with technology, which, as has been said here, would lack. And I'm happy that in most African countries, as been indicated here, you have partners who are willing from developed nations to partner with Africans so that there will be an improvement in what we do. Because a hungry man, Afghanistan, you know, the action that he takes directly affects you here who thinks that you are food secured, because you don't know whether it is hunger that makes them engage in terrorism. So it is important that the developed nation take interest in the food security situations in African countries or Asian countries or anywhere in the world, because a man who is hungry and have nothing to hope for or to look for or to live for can take a desperate decision, and that could affect you who lives in the developed world. And so I'm happy to be part of this. And there is also an emerging paradigm shift also in the politics in Africa. Gone are days when you have the Idi Amins or the those dictators. Gradually you are having democratic governance in Africa, and you are having also very educated African young men who are taking this position. I would say that as an emerging young man in Nigeria who is holding a very high position politically, we have engaged in good governance. I took a certificate also at Harvard in good governance and public finance. And so you are no longer going to be hearing only bad stories from Africa, but stories that will encourage you to invest. We are creating an enabling environment for investment. Nigeria particularly has been received a lot of bad press because for close to 30 years we were ruled by a military dictatorship. We've just attended democracy for the past 10 years, but substantially we have improved in what we are doing, especially in good governance. And so we're encouraged with attention that you people are showing in Africa, and we want to encourage you as emerging leaders in Africa to keep that, because as was indicated here, the statement by one of the leaders in the world, that we're one world. And so your inaction or action would directly affect any person anywhere in the world. With globalization, you know, you at the touch of a button, you can know what is happening in Nigeria. Or if you key in my name here in your room, everything about me will come up. And so that is an indication that we are one world. And so irrespective of race, irrespective of color, we should take interest in what is happening across the world. And so once again, I want to thank this great institution for inviting me and my delegation to be part of this. Maybe next year I'll bring a larger delegation. I'll be more active. Probably I also have to share my own perspective on issues of agriculture as they relate to Nigeria and Africa. Today, just to say thank you, and God bless all of us.